This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The details came out on Tiger's DUI arrest.
This is, was on a lot of drugs.
I mean, this is world championship stuff. Dilaudid and Vicodin. I'm familiar with Vicodin. Xanax.
Okay.
Ambien.
Okay. Once you've taken that much, don't drive.
Batting cleanup, THC. That's just a cocktail of death there.
It's strong work. It's the kind of mix that'll leave you sleeping on the side of the road with two flat tires.
I mean, it explains the video. I just can't imagine putting all that stuff in your system.
ESPN dropped their latest preseason NFL rankings.
Texans 16.
You're off. They're 14. Tom Savage seems to have the edge on Deshaun Watson at starting quarterback, but the real story at camp might be the healthy return of J.J. Watt. Texans finished tied for 24th in sacks last season after ranking tied for 8th after Watt's first five seasons combined. Whoever wrote this apparently thinks that Tom Savage is not the best case scenario.
I'm sure I disagree, but
no, I don't either.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we are live here at Constellation Field, where I can see the people trickling in. And the Longhorns are still number two. That's a fact.
Still number two.
And just...
always will be.
And there's Longhorns here on Thursday, and today is Two for Tuesday, featuring buy one, get one field box tickets and half-price groups. Also coming up Saturday night, stay for a post-game concert from Mickey and the Motor Cars. And then Sunday, head to the ballpark early for Sunday Fun Day, and our Skeeters duffel bag giveaway for the first 1,000 fans. And throughout the upcoming homestand, Skeeters are also holding a school supply drive for local area schools. So fans who bring in school supplies will receive a free ticket to the game on August 30th. So
that's nice.
Yeah, that's a hell of a deal. Bring some school supplies.
Help the kids.
Yeah, do
watch
a good
baseball.
Thing. Do a good thing. All right, so let's just get totally away from politics. This
Brandon
hour,
Boyd, the winner, by the way.
Brandon Boyd, congratulations. You have won the gift card so that you can buy the Mayweather-McGregor fight.
Yep.
And I guess I have to read that
He's
again.
Already rich and famous, being the lead singer of Incubus.
Yeah.
And now this.
But on Saturday, August 26th, undefeated world champion Floyd Mayweather battles UFC superstar Conor McGregor in the most anticipated event of the year. Celebrate, we're giving away pay-per-view prize packs all week long. And you get a $250 gift card to use towards purchase of the event, plus a T-shirt, hat, and commemorative fight poster. Demand for this event will be unprecedented, so order your pay-per-view early. Courtesy of Mayweather Productions or Promotions, congratulations. You are going to have money to buy the fight. That's kind of the best of both worlds.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, I've got two big stories here. I've got the lover's quarrel gone awry.
Yes.
And the super horny lady.
Let's start with super horny lady. I think we need to turn this show to sex right now.
Okay. Yeah, the other one, there's violence in it. May not be what we're looking for.
No, we're looking for... We're looking for sex.
Amanda McLaughlin is 23 years old, and she has a rare condition that she's suffered since she was 13 that constantly makes her feel like she's about to orgasm. Which, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. She says it's not as great as it sounds. Now, if you think about always being right at that point, but not actually... getting the release, I can see how that might be.
Well, isn't that the male of equivalent? If you have an erection that lasts more than 4 hours, you should call a doctor?
Kind of, yeah. She says that she begs her partner for sex every day in a desperate bid to ease her symptoms. Amanda's mom said she was initially baffled by her daughter's behavior, adding that her family thought that Amanda was just a whore. This condition, which can affect women of all ages, leaves Amanda suffering sharp pains through her legs and pelvic muscles, unable to work, and rarely able to leave the house. Unfortunately, she's not the best-looking thing in the world.
Ah, that's...
Otherwise, there'd be a line of dudes outside.
But you're saying she's always on the verge but never does, right? So she's turned on but not – she's not closing the deal?
Right. Well, she says it's not fun to be aroused all the time. Would you want to have a raging bitch or a raging boner 24/7? I don't think so. It's just nonstop, which is right.
You know, that's kind of the – yeah.
Amanda says that her fiancé, whose name is JoJo – whom she met a year ago.
Jim Bob or something like that.
It's JoJo. Okay. They're British.
Oh, they're British.
Yeah. She said that he's a great support. She said relationships are very hard to keep with this problem. JoJo has never once judged me or made me feel bad about not working or anything like that. I feel like this is really a ploy for her to not have to go to work.
Maybe.
She says it affects our sex life quite tremendously. You'd think that you could just have sex and it would go away, but it doesn't. Sometimes I will be crying and begging him to have sex with me just to relieve some of the pressure that I have down there. My whole life would be different if I didn't have this problem. I know I would be happier. She was told as a teen that it was just sex addiction, but throughout the years her symptoms became so severe that they triggered a panic attack. She was eventually diagnosed with PGAD. In 2013, PGAD is persistent genital arousal disorder. She said, no one ever believed me. I kept saying, I need to have sex. I need to orgasm. Between the ages of 15 and 18, I masturbated way more than a normal teenager would, which I find that hard to believe.
Teenager. Ugh.
And then Victoria said she first noticed there was something wrong with her daughter when she became sexually active. She said she was having sex a lot. I didn't know what it was. My family thought she was just a whore. Honestly, back then, I was frustrated because I just thought she was a hypochondriac. She said, I doubted her completely. I still feel guilty. The doctors told us it was nothing. I believed the doctors over my daughter. Now, with the expertise of researchers, Amanda is being offered some hope. Dr. Priyanka Gupta, who is the assistant professor of neurology at the University of Michigan, says, because it's such a rare diagnosis and there's been such little research, we don't know exactly what causes it. We suspect it's multifactorial. I don't have a quick cure for this, but we're going to be trying a few different therapies. I'm very hopeful that we can get her functioning better. For the time being, she's managing her symptoms using heat pads and ice packs. She uses ice inserts to help her ease swelling and is on 30 different medications to ease the pain. Sounds like Tiger.
Yeah.
Amanda concedes that she would happily go the rest of her life without an orgasm, and some days she feels
she'd be a standard wife at that point.
Yeah, some days she feels so terrible she doesn't want anyone to even look at her. PGAD is most commonly reported in women, of course. Men would not complain about this problem. Many of which are left too embarrassed to go to the doctors to seek help. When men have this condition, it's often called priapism, which leaves the sufferer with an erection lasting several hours or more, where you should call your doctor. But, it sounds like a really serious problem. But she's getting it under control in some ways. I've never known a woman like this, Fred.
Jesse says one of the hospital shows had an episode about this, whether Grays or House, and it was quite the show. Arian's fetus, she should just buy a dildo already. She should go to Beth's shop and get one of those female versions of the thing that she brought in.
Yeah.
And walk around with that, and whenever she needs to, punch the button. And that's it. She's solved.
Good idea. Yeah.
She just needs to go to Darling Way and get one of those, and her problem is solved.
All right.
That's it.
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
Doesn't need the doctor. Doesn't need House.
I don't know if that's going to take care of all the problems.
No, I think it's going to take care of all of them for her.
Just push a button.
Let's push a button. That's it. Don't need House for that. You just need Beth.
Well, Darling Way, for all your needs, for all your what does she call them? Romantic props.
Yeah, romantic props.
Yeah,
and she'll be here tomorrow.
3423 White Oak.
Yeah,
they're in the Heights.
So she got an advertisement out of that.
There you go.
How does that work? Interesting story.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this, but potential Game of Thrones spoiler from next week.
Oh, don't.
No, that was in the advertisements for next week's.
Like in the
trailer. In the trailer, okay. At the end of the show. I didn't notice this. But apparently, when they head north of the wall with John and his suicide squad, basically, apparently there is a screenshot that they took of the trailer that shows the Hound using Gendry's Warhammer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see that.
Gendry. Which Whatever. One is it? I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
So does that mean they just introduced him to kill him off right here? They brought him back just to get him killed, and then the Hound winds up using his hammer?
Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, because it'd be a lot like Dickon, who they just introduced.
And then killed.
Yeah.
Not Rickon, Dickon.
I miss that. There's so many jokes that
your
they
could. Your face
yeah.
is the only joke you need. Your face.
That works. Or something.
Your face.
Not my face.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Just do it.
No, not happening.
For Dickon.
No, he's dead now. He's been flambéed.
That's true.
It's over.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about Window World of Houston. Energy bills, they're going up. Every day, you're throwing money out the window unless you have energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. You can get a premium-quality, double-hung, double-pane window for just $189. Window World earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. It's the number one replacement window company in America. They've got a lifetime warranty that is transferable in case you ever move. It includes glass breakage in case your stupid kid ever shoots a rock through the pane with a lawnmower. They'll come out and fix it for free. How great is that? Guys, there's the first step to reducing your energy bills is calling Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. There's no hassle. There's no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You got nothing to lose. 713-439-1172 or check them out online. WindowWorldHouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Constellation Field in Sugarland, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Remember yesterday we were talking about somebody's going to save him at the last minute?
Right.
How about Arya? They made a big deal of that Valyrian steel. She shows up. Pops a sword in the back of somebody.
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Hey, do you have something here? Or can we continue on the sex train? Because I've got another sex story.
If we're on the sex train, let's just train kept a rolling all night long.
What would you, if you were dating this young lady, what would you think about it? I mean, you would be excited to make love to her, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see some upper enhancements.
Okay, but she's a
she's a little skinny for me too.
Like I don't know, what are you giving her? Like on a 1 to 10 scale.
I mean, she's cute. Not unattractive, but certainly
she's
not
fit.
Yeah, but she's not somebody I would pursue. I'd probably go 5.5.
Really?
Yeah.
That's very strange. I think she's more like an 8.
No, she's not an 8.
Yeah.
She's not in that 8, you're getting into almost elite status. That's not elite. That's just solid player status. It's like Alex Bregman.
She's pretty strong, I think.
Yeah. Different taste.
Yeah.
I'd like healthier lungs and a little more beef on her.
That's fair. She's 22-year-old Kaylee Motes from Gilbert, Arizona. She was born with Meyer-Rokitansky-Kuster-Hauser syndrome. You familiar with that?
Meyer-Lansky syndrome? What?
No, Meyer-Rokitansky-Kuster-Hauser syndrome.
Doogie Howser.
No.
Okay. No, I'm not familiar with it.
Let's just go with MRKH for the purpose of this story.
MRKH.
What it basically means
Mr.
is she has
K-H.
She has no cervix.
Ooh.
She has no uterus.
So she's not having kids.
She also has no vaginal opening.
Ah.
This is where her boyfriend is probably becoming a little bit frustrated. You know, like you date this girl for a while, you think, all right, man, it's time. And then she's like, got some bad news.
Well, there's two other possibilities.
Yeah.
I mean, is that.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. I guess she's kind of like a Barbie doll. It says she found out when she was 18. I don't know how that happens.
Well, probably the first time she attempted to utilize it.
She said, when I found out about my condition, my mom was with me at the gynecologist. I was heartbroken and confused when the doctor came in and told me he didn't see a uterus in the ultrasound. I was scared for the future because I didn't know what's coming up next and how I'd be able to have my own family one day. I didn't know that I didn't have a vaginal opening until later on because they only did an ultrasound at first. This was even worse when I found out because I already accepted the fact I couldn't carry my own children, but that just brought along another set of worries for me. I went to my mom and said, I don't see an opening, and we both started crying. It's been a, quote, stumbling block for her relationship with Robbie Limmer, who she had met during her senior year of college. Kaylee's been dating Robbie for 4 months, said it took her weeks to build up the courage to tell him about her condition, but he was more than supportive. She continued, he doesn't really focus on the sexual side of our relationship because we can't do anything because I don't have a vaginal opening, but I am looking forward to having a sexual relationship. I'm not sure if I want to wait until marriage, but I think having that option is a lot more comforting. I'm a bit nervous to have sex for the first time after surgery because I'm not sure if something's going to go wrong down there or if it's going to hurt. The surgery is considered a cosmetic surgery and therefore not covered by her insurance. Her sister Amanda started a GoFundMe page to raise the $15,000 she'll need for the surgery. And this isn't going to give her a uterus and everything. It's just going to give her a vaginal opening. I feel like her boyfriend should really be pitching in on this cause.
Yeah, he should be, if it's that important to him.
She's already reached more than $4,000 and plans on having her surgery in Atlanta. She said she's upset by the fact the insurance considered it's a cosmetic or a gender surgery.
That's kind of what it is, though.
Yeah, but she's like, I have all the correct chromosomes of a woman, so it's not a gender reassignment surgery or a cosmetic thing because it's not what's outside that's different. I can't see what's wrong with me. I can't see inside what's wrong with me. She says while she may never be able to have kids of her own, her sister has offered to be her surrogate using Kaylee's eggs to fulfill her dream of being a mother. That's a generous sister. Set up the GoFundMe page and get to carry a baby for her.
Yeah, it's very nice for her sister. I just think she went from 5.5, 6 to 2.
Yeah. It's hard to go far with that.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're going 5.5 on her.
Yeah, she's kind of plain. I mean, she's cute, but she's not somebody that you pick out of a crowd. At least I wouldn't.
That's fair.
You talk about 8, you're talking elite status. That's like,
yeah,
dude, I want to put a baby in that.
8 might be high. I think 5.5 is a little bit low, though. Okay. I'll tweet it out and see what the people think.
Okay. Well, I have a – since we're on the – we're going to keep the sex train rolling for one more story here. It's a new study released from Pornhub in collaboration with Mashable.
Okay.
And we were talking about millennials earlier. Apparently, millennials are not as into breasts when compared to other age groups.
Really? Maybe that's why you're giving this chick such a low score.
Maybe so, because I'm higher on that, because I'm not a millennial. But said, apparently, overall, breast-related searches on Pornhub amount to about 1.5% of inquiries the site receives. That makes sense. So to narrow their searches to pinpoint particular fetishes, many porn viewers enter the words massive, redhead, I've done that, Asian, teacher. While searching large breasts and the words, some of the words I can't say, along with breasts. So the country most interested in fake breasts is Denmark.
Okay.
The country least interested in fake breasts, Bangladesh. The country that searches for the most large breasts? Same place that has all those princes that want our money, Nigeria. And Finland takes the top spot for searches for small breasts, which but basically, millennials search for breasts fewer than any other age group.
Wow, that's shocking to me. Well, I mean, I guess to each their own.
Yeah.
Are millennials really into ass, or what's going on here?
Well, it doesn't get into specifically.
What do you guys like?
Yeah, that's the thing. But they actually, I can't read some of these things that are on here that they search for. Mostly butts.
Okay.
So, they make fewer breast-related searches in comparison to other age groups when viewing porn. And when they do decide to search for breasts, they look up fake ones.
Okay.
So there you go.
Natural breasts, the way of the dinosaur.
Yeah, it's a shame. Shame. Big natural breasts,
yeah,
the way of the dinosaur.
All right, guys, got to tell you, summer means lots of foot traffic coming through your house. It's a great time to get your carpets, your tile floors cleaned with dirt-free carpet cleaning. Get the summer special for a limited time only. They'll clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. It's a free room cleaned with a free speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet, tile, doesn't matter. The other carpet cleaning companies, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick, can make you sick. You don't want to be sick. Call Dirt Free Carpet, 281-DIRT-FREE, and go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Step back out of my way, head first into the maze. I won't be broken. Never stop or hesitate.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
Sports! And we're back on the Blitz. You would send, like, the best photo of her on there. The rest of them, she looks a lot more plain.
That was the main picture. Yeah, it was the first picture I showed
you. And that's
you.
Because it's a glamour shot thing.
As soon as you saw that, you said 5.5. That was the first picture I showed you.
Yeah, but I saw the rest of them. I would have probably lowered it. But Seraphim says he would be lucky if this girl even looked his way. She can look all she wants. She ain't getting this. And would I be lucky? No. I'm okay on that regard. I have a solid line of BS that carries me a long way. I know you have another story, so.
Yeah, I've got one more. This one, there's no sex in this, but it did apparently start with a young man, Mario Serrano, in Antioch, Tennessee. He believed that his girlfriend was cheating on him, and he wanted revenge.
You just believed it, or he knew it?
No, well, he believed it.
Okay, that's...
When you're breaking up with your girlfriend, you think she's cheating on you. What's the level of revenge you're going to go to? I'll give you Mario's story, and you tell me if this would be considered extreme.
Okay.
They had a car together, so he severed the fuel line and set it ablaze.
Okay, that's a little extreme.
Then he tried to find her at the McDonald's that she worked at. When they told him that she wasn't working, he smashed the windows with a crowbar of the McDonald's.
Okay, that's also a little extreme.
He then allegedly traveled to Clayton, where he found an empty home and broke in. He admitted to barricading the doors with furniture and screwing other doors shut. The next morning, he allegedly took a car, a shotgun, and ammunition from the home. An Antioch officer testified the barricades appeared to be preparation for a gunfight. From there, he went to his girlfriend's apartment and fired 3 gunshots into the air when he couldn't find her. He returned to McDonald's, asked the drive-thru attendant where his girlfriend was. When he was again told that she wasn't working, he shot the window out this time. An employee was struck in the face and chest by gunfire and survived. We're still extreme, right?
I haven't heard anything that's not extreme just yet.
Well, next, somehow they haven't caught this guy yet at this point. Next, Serrano went to the home of his girlfriend's family member, shot out the windows of that house when she wasn't there. Then he realized that he had a problem. The gas tank in the car that he'd stolen was almost empty.
So that's his problem.
Ooh. Yeah, because he would have had his own car, but he lit that on fire. And he burned up all that gas. So he had to steal another car, and this one was apparently low on fuel. So he traveled to Martinez, found a group of people standing around a BMW, and carjacked them with a shotgun. From there, he headed east And that's when a couple police officers entered the picture. By this point, authorities all over the county had been alerted of the crime spree, and police were instructed to keep an eye on the city's entry points. Smith and Duggar, two officers waiting separately on the highway, saw Serrano whiz past and began to pursue him. After a high-speed chase through the city streets, he crashed it in Pittsburgh. Smith was the only officer on the scene for a few moments. Duggar testified Serrano shot twice at him and that he returned fire but missed the suspect. Both officers yelled at Serrano to drop the gun, and eventually he complied. The crime spree ended there, but it wasn't over for Smith, who got hit with pellets, and two of those pellets still remain in his head. No word yet on the girlfriend. That's a picture of the car that he crashed into the median that he stole when his other stolen car ran out of gas. But isn't that taking your relationship breakup a little bit too far?
You know, whatever happened to just banging her best friend?
That's
that would
have
ended the whole thing,
do.
Right? And then you don't have this happening. I'm guessing all kinds of drugs were involved in that.
I don't know.
Getting back to that last one, MRK says, MRKH, I may have to rethink this Twitter handle. Actually, it's not a bad thing. It means you don't have a vagina. So there's that.
That's true. Well, so based on Twitter, I think she's about a 7.5. Based on the response of the people.
Okay. I think the people need to
There's some nines and tens, which I'm not going
That's
there.
No way. I think the people need to raise their standards a little bit. Just my humble opinion.
Okay.
I don't think you can be a 7 with tiny breasts.
Okay.
But that's just me. We have different standards. My standards are better than
Dustin all y'all's. Dustin says you're taking off points because she's a human.
Well, yeah. You know.
And you're against that.
Blue skin, that makes her a 7.
Right.
But, again, different tastes.
The no vagina thing does sort of.
Yeah. Now, ask them that question knowing that. Anybody that gets over 2, they're lying.
That drops some points.
They're
but
lying.
She's basically a third of the way crowdfunded to having a vagina. She'll get there.
Yeah, but now you know it's a fake. That's
not a fake vagina. It's just a.
A cosmetic fake.
They're gonna open her up and make one.
Yeah, which makes it a fake.
No, it's not. It's not like she's gonna have a. It's not like she's getting her penis inverted or something.
Knowing that and knowing that she's going to have a cosmetic means fake.
Oh, boy.
That makes her a 5.5. I was right in the beginning.
All right.
All you guys are wrong.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And if you missed it, your Astros won today 9-4. Good
strong win.
Good effort from the bullpen, and you know, a lot of strikeouts by all of them today. So, a lot of people saying, "Doesn't she have a butt?" Yeah, I mean, he could be okay with that.
Yeah, I don't see it. There's no pictures. I don't think she posted those pictures to like. For us to judge them, but because we're scummy humans, that's what we did. So, you know, that's what we
Somebody
do.
Somebody said 4.5 at best. I wouldn't put her that low. I wouldn't put her
low
that low.
Low says 3.5.
Yeah, that's I mean, she's cute. Cute does not make you
3.5. You're talking about that's a disastrous looking woman.
Yeah, well, no, 3.5 is just a below average looking woman. She's not below average. I mean, I put her slightly above average. I don't know why that's not a compliment. I said she's not elite.
You think you think she's in like the top 45% of good-looking women?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay,
that's fair.
I mean, that's what a 5.5 means
of human women.
You think there are 55% of the women that are uglier than her?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go. I think I'm getting back to that 7.5.
Oh, see, that's way too high. To me, and it's not a direct correlation either, because Here's the deal. To me, 8 to 10 is elite.
Okay.
Those are the best looking. Because and you're going to find flaws with almost any. There's so few 10s to begin with.
Right.
So to get to 8 or 9, I mean, that is something that you look at, that you pick out of a crowd.
Who's someone that you would consider a 10?
Well, that's also subjective.
Well, I want to know who you consider a 10.
I'd have to think about that. I mean, I have my list of famous people I would hook up with, but I'm not even sure they're 10s.
Okay. So do you know of any 10s? Can you name a 10?
A current 10. Because 20 years ago, I'd have put Halle Berry as a 10.
Okay.
Today, no.
What is she now, 9.5?
Well, she's still 8 or 9.
She's still elite, for sure.
Yeah. So you're putting this girl in her stratosphere? No.
I'm going to go Minka Kelly's a 10. What about Hannah Davis? Hannah Davis is a 10,
she's
right?
She's up there. She's up there. She's close.
What about Kate Upton?
I'm not as high on her as you guys are.
I might go 9 on her.
Yeah, I would have her slightly lower.
John, what's the chick that I like that took her top off on True Detective? She's a 10.
I'm blinking on her name.
I am too. But she's a 10.
Oh, it's Andrea Daddario.
Yeah, Alexandria Daddario. Yeah, she's a 10.
Yeah, I she's as close as I – but see
– okay, here's one. What about the niece on Banshee?
Oh, yeah. She's a solid 9, 9.5.
Okay. Not a 10, though, huh?
Yeah, see, to me, 10 implies perfection, right?
Yeah.
And
– or, I mean, at least as close to perfect as you can get being a human.
Right, but, I mean, we're talking – but for it to be a 10, then we have to all universally almost agree that she's perfect.
Right.
And nobody's going to do that because there's always – it's always subjective.
I'm going to say, like –
I can tell you who I think the hottest ones are, but I could find flaws on them, and that makes them not 10s.
A 10 would be like the top 2% of hot chicks in the world. Like, I think that's what I would consider a 10.
I would say less than that. I mean,
you're a 1%er.
Yeah, I would say
you're the 1%.
The 1% of the 1%.
All right. So, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. But there are chicks that are 10s. You do admit that.
Well... Not to tease ahead to the next
You're a little
segment.
Bit like Trump, though. You think it's impossible for a flat-chested woman to be a 10.
That's not true.
You basically said as much earlier.
Oh, yeah.
That you can't be – like, you and Trump share that view. That it's very difficult to be a 10 if you're flat-chested.
I agree.
Okay. Well, that's I think that women come in all shapes and sizes.
Well, no,
and
but,
beautiful
that, but see,
all shapes
but
and
see
sizes.
Here's the point you're missing is – when you're talking about a 10, you're talking about completely flawless.
Yeah.
All right? The odds of
what's
any...
What's a 10? B cup or better? Has to be
it depends.
Or are you talking C cup or
well,
better?
It depends in proportion to everything else.
Well, if I mean, obviously, the proportions of someone we would consider a 10, that's a pretty... you're talking about a pretty fit woman.
Right. But you're also, in my mind, you're also not rail skinny.
Okay.
You're not Calista Flockhart. You can't be a 10 if you're Calista Flockhart.
Calista Flockhart is flat-chested.
Well... You know, they're proportional, though, and that would be fine if she just weren't so, to me, unattractive for being that skinny.
Okay.
You can't have ankles that you can put your fingers around. That's not attractive.
Okay. So you like chicks who you can take out to dinner.
Well.
Maybe you finish their entree, but they eat something.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You don't want them to eat the whole entree. Damn sure not order dessert.
No, but again, the idea of a 10 to me is supposed to be the elite of the elite. That's the LeBron James of women.
Okay.
How many of those are there?
Okay.
I don't know.
There's not many.
And that's why I'm saying, well, you're giving this girl way too high of a grade, because 7, 8s, and 9s are, I mean, we're talking models and actresses.
Okay.
So.
I stand by Alexandra Daddario's a 10.
It's up there.
I mean.
I don't know. There might be a mole on her knee.
I don't
that's
care about
perfection.
That mole. You're looking at the wrong stuff, bro.
I mean, no, we're talking perfection.
You're worried about the wrong thing. I might like her mole. I think she has a cute mole.
Well, there's a lot of things that I might like about women that make them 10s in my mind, but that doesn't make them 10s.
I mean, for you, it'd be a 10. This is subjective for every human.
Well, yeah.
We all have our own opinions.
I know, and I'm just saying my standards are higher. For a 10, you need to be perfect.
I just feel like that to give that girl a 5.5 is offensive because...
No, to give her an 8 is more offensive to me.
I'm going 7.5 on that girl.
Okay. And I would just say,
Sure, she's not exactly stacked up top.
Well, it's not just that.
She's got a pretty face.
She's cute, but you know what? Alex Bregman's a cute little player, but he's not elite. That's where she is. She's Alex Bregman.
That chick to Alex Bregman.
I'm comparing that chick to Alex Bregman.
No way.
Yes.
That chick is.
He's better than 55% of the guys out there.
No, that chick is like if you were putting her as an Astros player, she's George Springer.
No,
she's not Altuve, and she's not Correa.
No, she's not Springer,
and she's not Keuchel.
She's Bregman,
dude.
That's perfect.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy?
No, I'm the sane one here. Ugh. You're the one trying to put her in the All-Star game. Come
you're
on.
You're crazy, man.
Come on. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Houston Cat Academies. And this place is a great, great place. Every day they change lives. And school's about to start again. They take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. And some of these are kids who had to get jobs to support their families. And some of them had transportation issues. Well, Houston Cat Academies gives them a second chance, works around those issues. And so many of them go on to graduate and do great things. And so many of the Blitzers have stepped up and donated their vehicles. And you guys have been great. But school's about to start. New students, they need help. And by your donation, pretty simple. Car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor, four-wheeler, any kind of vehicle. That doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. It's not running anymore. Maybe it is running. But if it's been sitting out in your yard and you thought, hey, I'm going to fix this up, and then the battery died, and then it got all rusty, or maybe one of the floods messed it up, and you're trying to decide whether or not to sell it or fix it, well, do this. Donate it to Houston Can Academies. They'll come and tow it free of charge. They take care of all the paperwork, and if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and get it. And how about this? Your donation's tax-deductible. That'll look great next year when you need to make that deduction. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. How about this? $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. That's 713-225-4226. Or go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Class is in session at Raising Cane's with Back to School. Raising Cane's crew members hand batter and bread fresh, never ever frozen chicken tenderloins with each order. Now that's the way to be a back-to-school hero. They do things the right way at Raising Cane's. It's always fresh, never frozen. They've got one love, and that's putting together quality chicken finger meals, because Raising Cane's focuses on that one love. They're able to do it better than anything else. And it's not just the chicken fingers. They've got fantastic sides, the crinkle-cut fries, the thick-cut garlic toast with just the right amount of butter on it. That stuff is awesome. And then, of course, the cane sauce, which is tangy with just a little bit of spice. The guests crave that almost as much as the chicken, and it's handmade in-house every single day. Raising Cane's, that's why the food tastes so good, because they're putting it together the right way. They don't even cook it until – they don't start cooking it until you walk in the door. There's no heat lamps at Raising Cane's keeping stuff warm. They drop it when you walk in the door. That's how they keep their quality so high, guys. Raising Cane's, 300 locations in 23 states. There's 25 of them here in Houston. Go find one today and make today a Raising Cane's day. Raising Cane's, one love.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Constellation Field in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, John, what's going on?
Yeah, are we back or no or what?
You don't hear the music?
Or are we just getting a metal show here?
Yeah.
I had the rejoin and everything.
Uh-oh.
Something's gone wrong here. This is what we call a three.
Yeah.
Whatever this is.
We've had some good segments today, like some solid eights even.
Yeah.
This segment, it's a two so far.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's a one.
Yeah.
This segment's an ugly pig.
What?
No, we are on the air.
We are on the air? Okay.
Oh.
Well.
John, can you hear us? Can you talk to us?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was talking earlier.
We didn't hear you then.
All we heard was music.
Yeah, weird is right. Weird's one way to put it. Typical of our radio stations, another way. I mean, this is pretty standard. Let's face it.
You know what? I had a really good, hey, man, bleep that.
Hey, man, bleep that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't even be too mad at our station right now. The signal is, I mean, it's It's still our signal, which, well, let's be realistic. It ain't the best, but it's way better than it was a week ago. So I'm relatively satisfied.
Can you hear the music?
Okay.
You're not pleased?
Yeah, I am. Actually, I thought we were having a pretty good show today until that.
Well, we were, besides your gross misjudgment of women.
The
show's over?
That 15 seconds?
John,
really?
John, you blew this last segment, bro.
All right, we're out. Stay sports.